once again.
The Fox, your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State College.
It is time for a fabulous, a fantastic, a feeling fine Friday the 13th edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
You would have to mention that.
Well, I mean, you got to be careful out there, kids.
Come on. Now, here's the good news. All right. Now, if you check a calendar, you can find out yourself.
We actually have a radio signal.
Oh, yay!
What?
That's not what I was referring to, but that actually is good news.
Yeah, let us celebrate. Yes.
Today is the only Friday the 13th this year, 2025. All right. So that's worthy of a bell ring.
That's okay. Bad luck.
Now, here's the bad news.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, was that yesterday? Yeah, I got a calendar in the mail yesterday from a charity. They want me to give money.
Oh.
I'll think about it, all right? They sent a 2026 calendar.
Just given the calendar.
We're not even halfway through 2025 yet. They're sending out 2026 calendars.
Plan ahead, I always say.
Folks, I hate to break this to you. Next year, 2026, there are three Friday the 13th.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, no. quirk of the timing? I don't know. There are three Friday the 13th next year.
It'll be quite the year.
So you need to, you know, like plan ahead and do all that stuff, all right? For fun. That would be interesting. Have we done this before? Just like favorite superstitions. All right. I assume everybody has some superstition. All right. You will not do this. For instance, all right, if you were listening this week, I was at a Philadelphia Phillies baseball game Monday evening, had a great time. And there were several instances where, okay, it's between innings. So players are coming off the field, players are going on the field. And of course, the old superstition is you do not step on the baseline. You do not do that. That's supposed to be bad luck. And there were a couple instances. I'm way up in the upper deck. I mean, I'm way above the field. And I'm just watching these guys like, okay, is he going to do it? And sure enough, the pitchers, at least, they come walking off the field and they step over the line.
Well, yeah.
Over the line. I mean, one guy, it was almost pronounced. It was like, whoa, I'm not stepping on that line. How about that? Superstitions. That would be an interesting show sometime. But anyway. All right. We have a busy program today. Yes. First, it's an open line program. We'll do that a little later. Waking up in a slightly different world today. If you follow news, we hope you do. Israel hitting Iran last evening, there our time, and so on. Big move. And now everybody's wondering, okay, what's Iran going to do now? May not be immediate. It may take them a day, 2 days, 3 days. They're going to do something that seems almost inevitable, but maybe we'll save sort of the heavy stuff maybe for a little later in the show. But I mean, this is big stuff, and we've got this big weekend, all right, in so many different ways. Later on this hour, one more time, our friend Pat McCool from the Belfont Cruise will join us. It starts this evening. Hard to believe. All these weeks, big buildup. Here it is. This evening and tomorrow, of course, in Belfont, we have our big Summer Splash giveaway. Today would be, if you haven't signed up for this gig, today obviously is it. And it would be like today, as in daytime. We're giving away, our friends from Clearwater Pools and Spas are giving away a brand new spiffy hot tub. Woohoo!
Now we're getting
all right, that's like a $7,000 value. Big, beautiful hot tub. Somebody's going to be a winner. You could be a winner. How do you become a winner? Well, if you haven't done this yet, you have to sign up. And you have to go to one of the locations. The sign-up stuff should still be there today, as far as I know. Little slip of paper, you just put your information down, put it in the box. Then at some point, sometime today, somebody will gather up all those things, and we will take them to Bellefont for the cruise. And then, if I'm correct, the drawing is tomorrow. All right, so stay tuned for, like, details and stuff on that. If you would like to be part of this gig, all right, here's what you do. You got several places you can go. Clearwater Pools and Spas, of course, right there in downtown Center Hall. You can go there. Dodderer Equipment between Lamar and Mill Hall on Route 64. You can go to Pamp on Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. You can go there and sign up. You can go to Maxwell Equipment in State College, and you can sign up, or you can go to Fisher's Market in Milesburg. You can go there today and sign up, but this is it. If you've been waiting, well, I'll get around to it. You have hours left, okay? So get that done, because we'd love to get more entries. And then a number of prizes being given away as part of the cruise gig tomorrow. So have fun with that. Of course, Sunday is this big Ironman triathlon throughout most of the neighborhood. Swimming, biking, and then running. Now, in my case, all right, Scott here, I live in Penns Valley. When I come into the studio in the morning, there's a couple different ways I can get here. One of the ways I can get here is part of the bicycling route for this event on Sunday. And somebody was out yesterday because with big orange, like bright orange tape, they have put markings on the roadway from Center Hall to almost Bowlesburg. Now, that is not Route 45. That's not the course. It's another road, kind of a, if you will, a back road. And there's all sorts of arrows on the ground. I'm driving over them as I'm going in this morning. At one spot, there is a really, really small bridge over a trickle of a creek.
It's not the size of the bridge, Geezy. It's how you use that bridge.
Well, you better watch.
Come on.
If you're one of these bicyclists, okay, you better watch how you use that bridge on Sunday.
Yeah.
Because there's a bit of a, I guess you would call it a pothole there.
That is what I would call it.
Now, how did you know? It's not deep. It's a very narrow. It's not a deep pothole, but it's there. And somebody took the time to put a big, giant orange line around this pothole.
Mm-hmm.
So on Sunday, if you're a biker and you're coming up, hopefully your eyes are open and you're looking forward, because if you hit that pothole, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. So they put this big giant orange line around the pothole. The idea is avoid the orange line and go around the pothole. Okay, so you have been warned if you're a bicycle person. So there we go. So that's the big event. I'm trying to think. There's a giant sign on the top of Center Hall Mountain because that's part of the biking route. And I believe on this big sign it says 8:30 a.m. to, I think, 1 p.m. on Sunday. I assume the road is going to be closed until all the bicyclists can, you know, make their way and so on. So it's not all day on Sunday. It is absolutely Sunday morning. Remember, they start with swimming up at Bald Eagle State Park. Then they grab a bike and they bike, what is it, 55 miles or something like that, down through Pleasant Gap, up over Center Hall Mountain. Then you Center Hall, you make a right, you take this road I was just describing. You don't quite get to Bowlesburg, where you make a right and you head toward Lamont. And then eventually Lamont, you kind of head in toward the Penn State campus. And then you ditch the bike and then you start running. Okay, the Ironman triathlon. See, I could never, for me, it would be more like the papier-mâché triathlon. All right, it would not be the Ironman. I'd never survive the swimming. All right, I would be done right from the start. The 55-mile bike ride, that might be interesting, except for the part where you go up and over Center Hall Mountain. All right. If you've ever gone to the Grange Fair, hopefully you have, and you're from Pleasant Gap, Bellefonte, maybe State College, you're going up and over Center Hall Mountain. Folks, that's a hike. You have proved your worth. I never see a bicyclist on that mountain. I saw one yesterday, and I've got to assume this guy was a guy. I'm assuming this guy is an Ironman person, because I'm thinking, I never see a bicyclist on this mountain. And yet here's this guy. And I had to kind of get around him, and I'm like, all right, buddy, you're training. Good for you. All right, he's checking out the course. That's a smart thing to do if you're an athlete and that sort of thing. Otherwise, buddy, have a nice life. That's a hard hike. Whoop! Now, once you get to the top, it goes right on down into Center Hall. Boom. So that's on Sunday. Then tomorrow, of course, there are going to be protests in the neighborhood. Well, maybe not. You know, maybe not tomorrow.
No.
All right. Now, there was something, no surprise, last evening, like 50-some people. Once again, it's always at the Allen Street gates. They show up. Most of them are wearing masks. They're all holding signs. Some of the signs have the F word on them, like that's really productive. Yeah, you're really making your point. Yeah, okay, there you go. And then they marched out into some of the State College streets, I guess, and blocked traffic. Okay, and so maybe we'll save some of the heavy stuff for tomorrow. With so much going on this weekend, I just have to wonder if these protesters thought, you know, if we protest over the weekend, there are going to be a lot of people ticked at us. Maybe let's do it on Thursday. I would like to think that was the thinking. All right, let's get this out of the way on Thursday so we don't block all these fun, great tourist activities over the weekend. All right. I would like to think that that's correct. That was part of the decision making. I would like to think this.
Okay.
We'll see. We'll see if anybody, because apparently all over the country tomorrow there's going to be, you know, anti-Trump, anti-ICE, anti-whatever protests. Okay.
No king.
All right. Now, you're allowed to protest. I'm sorry, folks. I do not understand the F-word signs. If you're trying to elicit support, that's not the way to do it. It just isn't.
You're effing right, it's not.
And yet people, I just keep doing it. So I don't know. Anyway. All right, so let's stay lighter. We'll save the heavy stuff for later. All right?
Okay.
Let's stay a little lighter here, okay? Actually, here's an interesting question. I got this from Morning Brew, which is a rather well-known business e-newsletter, like emailed newsletter. All right, let's throw a question out here. When's the last time you went to a restaurant? Now, hold on before you answer, all right? When's the last time you went to a restaurant? Now, went to a restaurant. I should maybe phrase, got something at a restaurant.
Oh,
all right?
That's different.
When's the last time you got something at a restaurant? Now, that covers a lot of ground. All right, so when's the last time you got something at a restaurant? Did you actually eat at the restaurant? Or did you do something else? Well, according to some information from the National Restaurant Association, it's almost always something else. Okay? So, to-go orders, that could be you go and you pick it up. It could be a drive-through, all right? Fast food joints, especially. Drive-through. Could be a delivery. Now, again, folks, I live in a rural area. There's no food delivery where I live. Nobody comes out to me. All right? I'm so bummed. No, that's actually fine. All those to-go orders, rather than going in and sitting down at a restaurant. Folks, when's the last time you did that? I bet it's been a while. According to the statistics, pickups, deliveries, and drive-throughs, now 75% of all restaurant traffic, you never actually sit down in the restaurant. How about that? When's the last time you sat down at a restaurant? All right, Mr. Ironhead, when's the last time you sat down at a restaurant?
That would be yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll ring the bell for you.
Do our show at Quaker Steak and Lube every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4. Although, we apologize for no show yesterday. There was apparently quite the outage with Google Cloud yesterday, which is where StreamYard comes in at, and that's what we use normally to broadcast our show. And it went down right at 2 o'clock. Like, we're sitting there.
Oh, perfect.
All right, here we go. Let's, man, we got the airwaves back. This is exciting. Here we go. And, our buddy Chris Bucanati is in here and he's like, all right, guys, you can go. It's like, it's not letting me on. I don't know what's going on. And we did, some searching around. I'm like, we have an internet connection. I don't know what's going on. And, over the course of the next 5 or 6 minutes of troubleshooting, it's like, oh no, this is a StreamYard thing all across. This isn't just us. And that's like, oh no, this isn't a StreamYard thing. This is a Google thing. And, apparently it caused quite the issues.
Oh, yes.
Well, we still enjoyed a good meal.
There we go. All right. Well, you cheated, but we'll let that alone. Mobile ordering is on the rise. All right. According to this, 57% of adults saying they have recently used mobile ordering. That would mean like through your phone, not calling in, like mobile ordering through your smartphone. It's interesting. According to the story, older people, would that be me? Maybe. Older people say they still prefer doing their order face-to-face. Younger people have no problem whipping out the smartphone, boop, 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 and making their food order. But three-quarters of all restaurant traffic, people didn't actually go in and sit down in the restaurant. And so there's a cute line here. If you've never actually been to a restaurant, can it still be your favorite restaurant? If you've never actually been there because all you do is takeout or delivery. Ugh. You live in town here. You do delivery. You've done delivery?
We do more often takeout. Yeah, we have done delivery, but more often I go and pick it up.
Okay.
Bring it back to the...
I mean, it would be interesting to ask restaurant owners or restaurant people, if first off, is this accurate? Does this sound right to you? Three quarters of all your orders are not people coming in and sitting down in a restaurant. All right, is that accurate, number one? And then number two, I don't know, how do you feel about that? I mean, business is business. If you made a sale, okay, good. That's a good thing. But if they didn't actually come in and sit down in your restaurant and eat, is that a good thing or a bad thing? I would think it would be a bad thing, but I don't know. Maybe it's a good thing. I mean, if you remember the early days of COVID when everything was going bizarre, of course, you weren't allowed to go to a restaurant. Ooh, bad things. Ooh. Yeah, okay, whatever. So restaurants had to quickly pivot to, you know, either delivery or pickup or something. Obviously, not every restaurant has drive-through. That's primarily a fast food restaurant thing. But it would be interesting to talk to some restaurant folks, and we'll mention this, all right? Our friend Dave Gerdes from Happy Valley Adventure Bureau joined us yesterday. If you missed it, go to our website, 987thefox.info. Go to the Let's Talk Interviews page. You can hear the fun chat that we had with Dave yesterday. Starting today is Happy Valley Restaurant Week.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, today through next weekend. So that's like 9 days or something. And I'm going to guess those folks would actually really like for you to walk in and sit down at their restaurant. All right, and there's, there's 27 different restaurants in the neighborhood. They're not all in State College. This is Happy Valley Restaurant Week, and they have a website. If I recall, it's happyvalleyrestaurantweek.com, I think. I don't have it in front of me. You can check out the different restaurants. The Adventure Bureau is backing this venture. They did it last year. It was a big hit, so they're doing it again this year. So if you can't do it this weekend because it's too busy, you got all next week into next weekend. I'm going to try to check out at least, I don't know, one or two of the restaurants. And, yes, I'd like to actually go in and sit down. and enjoy the meal. All right, go down, sit down, enjoy the meal. All right, one more quick thing, then we'll take our break. I think this is good news.
Yeah?
I think this is good news. Now,
I love good news.
We've talked about AI a bunch of times. Artificial intelligence. Oh, man. Which is pretty cool. All right? ChatGPT is the most famous of these applications. I have it on my phone. I've used it a number of times. I'm very impressed. All right, this thing can gather information and put it together logically, very quickly. I'm like, wow, this is really cool. This is great. Well, not with everything.
No?
Okay. Recently, somebody set up a chess match. One of the competitors was ChatGPT. Really, really smart. Okay. So ChatGPT was up against an opponent. Now, even though AI is doing great things, it'll only get better. ChatGPT was terrible at playing chess. Couldn't do it.
Huh.
According to one story, it messed up very simple, basic chess moves. It somehow mixed up pieces. You know, you got the knight and you've got the king and queen and the pawns and all that other stuff. Messed that up. Lost track of the board. If you've ever played chess, you got the board in front of you. You got to figure out, okay, these moves, I'm going to do this. Totally messed it up. Who beat ChatGPT? Was it one of these grandmaster chess people? No. Anybody remember Atari? Do you remember Atari?
Oh, yeah.
We're talking video games from many moons ago. So, an Atari 2600 console has Atari chess, so you can play chess against Atari. They put it up against ChatGPT, and Atari wiped the floor with ChatGPT. Now, the interesting thing is this Atari console is from 1979.
Those were the days.
Okay, now who's smarter, the 1979 computer or the new AI computer? ChatGPT totally messed it up. The Atari computer just played. The Atari computer knew what to do. It just played, and it wasn't even close. Now, in a year or two, let's check back on that again and see what happens. All right? I don't know. I kind of chalk that up to good news. All right? We keep hearing this fearful stuff about computers and so on. Not yet. Okay? A 1979 computer was much better. Go figure. All right. I haven't played chess in a while. I'll have to try that. Not against the Atari. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We got a big sports game this afternoon. Please don't rain.
Yes, we do.
Okay? No thunderstorm. Okay? And lots of other sports stuff. We'll check in with Pat from the Bellefonte Cruise later, and then we'll hit the heavy stuff in the 9 o'clock hour. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox, and we will come right back.
Fox on the Run, Fox, A.J. Roberts.
Good morning, it's A.J. Roberts, and we are in downtown Bellefonte for the start of the 36th annual Bellefonte Cruise that will be getting underway here later today. There's all kinds of activities going on. There's an open cruise later tonight from 6 to 7:30 p.m. They've also got the Sock Hop with Elvis Live with Elvis impersonator Bruno Nessi, who is one of the top five Elvis impersonators in all of the world, and he will be on stage tonight from 7:30 to 10:30 this evening. And also, don't forget the Daydream Believers will be on stage in front of the courthouse. That will take place from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. The car show will be going all day Saturday, beginning at 7 a.m. and that'll last until 5 p.m. So make sure you stop on by at the 36th annual historic Bellefonte Cruise going on in downtown Bellefonte all throughout the weekend.
This summer, let Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th annual Bellefonte Cruise in downtown Bellefonte. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located at 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College.
Daughtery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let's Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
The 36th Annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Bellefonte, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BellefonteCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include
Geisinger, Central Pennsylvania Institute of Science and Technology, East End Sales, Wise Market, Bellefonte Elks Lodge 1094, and Jerry Snyder's Concessions.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Ready to relax in style? Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is giving you the chance to win a Watkin 735L hot tub by Hot Springs at this year's Bellefonte Cruise on June 13th and 14th. This six-person luxury spa is built for the ultimate backyard escape. Loaded with powerful jets for a full-body massage experience, LED mood lighting for the perfect ambience, energy-efficient technology that saves money while keeping the water warm, and the trusted quality of Hot Springs Spas, the leader in comfort and innovation. Entering is easy. Stop by Clearwater Pool and Spa in Center Hall now, or visit our booth at the Bellefonte Cruise on June 13th and 14th to sign up. Don't miss your chance to bring home this incredible Watkins 735L hot tub from Hot Springs. Check us out online at groupclearwater.com or visit our Center Hall location to view our full lineup of Hot Springs spas. And while you're there, be sure to ask about our lineup of Imagine Pools and Ocean Reef fiberglass pools. Make a splash this summer with Clearwater Swimming Pool Company and the Bellefonte Cruise.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Let's talk here on a feeling fine Friday, the 13th edition of Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. And yep, we are launching into quite the weekend on the sports front. Bald Eagle Area softball team will play for the PIAA AAA state championship this afternoon. The Eagles will be looking for a third state title in program history. Bald Eagle Area will take on Pine Grove at 1:30 this afternoon at Beard Field at Nittany Lions Softball Park. Todd and Norm Brown will have the call of today's game for us here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Again, first pitch is set for 1:30. Our coverage will get underway at 1:20 this afternoon here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. The other softball championship games on tap today, it'll be Northeast Bradford going against Union Area in the single-A game. That gets underway at 11 o'clock this morning. And then in the 5A championship, Greencastle Antrim will take on Penn Trafford. That'll be 4 o'clock first pitch. In yesterday's softball championship action, it was Central Dauphin winning the 6A championship with a hard-fought 3-2 win over Nazareth. In the Quad A title game, it was Valley View shutting out Kennard Dale 6-0. And in the Double A championship game, Neshannock topped South Williamsport by a final of 8-3. Also yesterday in the PIAA 5A baseball championship, it was Upper Dublin winning the title with an 8-2 victory over Shaler in the championship game. Also, Riverside sliding past Mount Carmel 4-2 to take the 3A baseball title. And Southern Fulton was the single-A championship winner, a 14-3 win over Eden Christian in yesterday's title game. Today at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, the double-A championship game will lead things off at 10:30 as Faith Christian will take on Freedom Area. The quad-A championship game is scheduled for a 1:30 start. It'll be Montoursville playing Indiana. Of course, Indiana defeated Belfont back in the opening round of these playoffs. And then the 6A championship game will have Cedar Cliff and North Penn squaring off in a scheduled 4:30 start this afternoon. The PIAA Boys and Girls Lacrosse Championship games are also on tap at Panzer Stadium today and tomorrow at 5:30 this evening in the Boys Championship. The AAA title game will get underway with Springfield Delco going up against Radnor. Also on Saturday at 12:30, it'll be Marple Newtown taking on Trinity for the AA Championship. In the Girls A title games, it'll be the AAA championship today at 3 o'clock. And look at this. Springfield Delco will square off against Bishop Shanahan. So it could be quite the day for the Springfield Delco lacrosse programs. Tomorrow in the AA title game at 10 a.m., Strathaven will play Villa Maria. Also coming up on Saturday will be the PIAA Boys Volleyball Championship matches at Rec Hall at 11 a.m. on Saturday. The AA title match has Mannheim Central going against Meadville, and then at 1:30 Saturday afternoon, it'll be the AAA Championship match with North Allegheny facing Cumberland Valley. At the NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships last night, Penn State's Florence Caron finishing in 11th place in the 10,000-meter race to earn second-team All-America honors, as Caron becomes a two-time All-American now for Penn State. In the event, she ran a Penn State record time of 32:23.71. Folks, you have to feed the beast. And Florence Caron was a beast all season long, and she's not done yet. More on that coming up. If you need to feed your beast, the Center Hall Farm Store is the place you need to visit. They have the food for all of your beasts, whether we're talking horses, cows, or pigs, or maybe your dogs or cats, or maybe you're feeding the outdoor birds, or you have chickens, whatever it may be. You will find the feed you need at the Center Hall Farm Store, 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. You can also check them out online at centerhallfarmstore.com. And, of course, they also can help you keep those gardens and orchards growing fine throughout the course of the summer. Elsewhere at the Outdoor Track and Field Championships, Penn State's Maddie Ullum finishing in 23rd place in the women's 3,000-meter steeplechase. Heading into today's action, Minnesota is in first place in the men's standings, followed by New Mexico and Florida, respectively. In the women's standings, it's Georgia in first place, with Illinois second and Washington third. Again, lots of points to be garnered today and tomorrow at the championships for Penn State. Today it'll be Matty Pitts competing in the heptathlon, and the men's 4x400 relay team will run in the finals after posting the fifth fastest time in the semifinals. Competition will then wrap up tomorrow in Eugene, Oregon. Pitts will conclude the heptathlon competition, and Penn State's Florence Karen is going to look to place in the women's 5,000 meters as well. The State College Spikes doubling up on the Keys in Frederick yesterday, 8-4. The Spikes taking 2 of 3 in the series to even their overall record for the season at 3 wins and 3 losses. Cole Platson homered and finished 2 for 5 with a couple of RBI for the Spikes. Teammate Hugh Pinckney went 3 for 4 with an RBI. Tom Sun earned the victory, allowing 1 earned run on 3 hits and 5 innings of work. He had 5 strikeouts. The Spikes will open a 3-game series against those Black Bears in West Virginia tonight at 7 o'clock. The Chicago Cubs held off the Pittsburgh Pirates for a 3-2 win at Wrigley last night. The Bucks rallied, really thought they might be ready to do it. Pittsburgh was down 3-0 going into the top of the 7th. They got a couple of runs across, had the bases loaded, but O'Neill Cruz struck out with a couple of outs already, and the Cubs hold on for the 1-run victory. Game 2 of that 4-game series will be this afternoon. Each of the next 3 games will be 2:20 starts Eastern Time at Wrigley Field. We will join today's game in progress here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox following our coverage of Baldy Galeria softball in the PIAA AAA championship game. Again, our coverage will get underway at 1:20 with first pitch scheduled for 1:30 this afternoon. Philadelphia Phillies will open a 3-game home series against the Blue Jays tonight at Citizens Bank Park. First pitch is at 6:45. The Mets won again yesterday while the Phillies were off, and so Philadelphia now trailing the Mets by 5.5 games in the National League East. Former Penn State field hockey standouts Fia Gladio and Jenny Rizzo competing for Team USA in the U.S. Women's National Team's International Games, the International Series. Team USA taking on Ireland last week and battling to a 1-1 draw. Team USA also shut out Ireland 4-0 in the second game. In that second game, Rizzo was in goal, and she collected 11 saves and was named the player of the match by USA Field Hockey. Gladio also playing a lot of minutes in both of those games for Team USA. The national team for the United States will host New Zealand for another 2-game series coming up in Charlotte. That'll be the weekend of July 5th. J.J. Spahn shooting a bogey-free 4 under par in the opening round of the U.S. Open at Oakmont yesterday. It was interesting that you can get really good odds. I think it was 900 to 1 that any player would have a bogey-free 72 holes at Oakmont.
Oh, no way.
Spahn, again, the only player, and it is very rare that you have a player even get through the opening round, like very rare at the U.S. Open, bogey-free. Spahn was sensational. Again, very few experts are expecting the winner on Sunday to be under par, but Spahn got off to a terrific start yesterday. Again, bogey-free, which is truly remarkable in and of itself, and 4 under par. Brooks Koepka Actually, let me get the latest update. He was one under on the day through the first three holes this morning and was off to a very good start and one hole or one shot now behind the leader. Also, Tristan Lawrence is sitting there at three under par. He'll tee off this afternoon as well. Stanley Cup Finals. The Oilers have evened the series at two games apiece after last night's 4-3 overtime win with none other than Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Oh boy.
Watching on.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Who were they rooting for?
It was a special night. Well, it was in Florida. Who do you think?
Florida had a 3-0 lead.
They're Americans, baby. They're Americans.
Florida had a 3-0 lead and blew it.
Yeah, well then they had to score to get, to force overtime. They were able to get the goal needed, to get it to overtime, but then Edmonton is able to finish it off. Ironman Happy Valley gets underway on Sunday. NBA Finals will resume with the Pacers leading the Oklahoma City Thunder 2-1 heading into Game 4, which will be in Indianapolis, and that'll be tonight at 8:30. And then we have the news. Man, I'll just read, it's all over the place out there. I'll read from the ESPN story. Law enforcement in Miami-Dade County seeking to arrest former NFL wide receiver, former Steelers wide receiver, Antonio Brown on a charge of attempted murder. This according to a warrant that I think the Washington Post first got hold of. The charge stems from a shooting that Brown was allegedly involved in during a celebrity boxing event in Miami last month. The warrant shows a charge of attempted murder with a firearm. It also instructs Brown to post a $10,000 bond and to remain on house arrest until the trial. Brown was detained by police after gunshots were fired at that boxing event, which was hosted by online streamer Aiden Ross. Brown was seen fighting with several people on a video posted to social media. Gunshots could clearly be heard after the altercation, and there were witnesses that said it was Brown that fired the gun. Police released Brown after a few hours, and he posted an explanation on social media the following day, saying he was jumped by multiple individuals who were trying to steal his jewelry and cause him physical harm. Police did not find a gun on Brown at the time, and again at the time he was released. He said he went home that night and was not arrested, and that he'll be talking to his legal counsel again. That was at the time. Now police are looking to bring Antonio Brown in. It has been quite the journey for Antonio Brown.
What happened to that guy?
That is a really good question.
Well, I mean, he was top of the world, one of the best receivers in the NFL, and just...
A lot.
What happened?
A lot has happened.
I mean, that's just bizarre.
Yes.
All right, real quick in golf. Somebody must know this. Has there ever been a PGA tournament where a guy played 4 days, had no bogeys?
Boy.
I find that hard to believe. 72 holes, you didn't have one bogey?
Yeah. With the way the U.S. Open gets set up, that is...
I'm talking about any tournament.
Yeah.
Not one bogey in 72 holes.
Yeah.
That would be stunning.
At the U.S. Open, that would be really...
That would be impossible.
Really difficult. Yeah, it would
be impossible. Yikes, crazy.
Yeah, virtually. Again, you had one player get through 18 holes bogey-free yesterday. I forget, ESPN posted, I think there's been like five or six players who have ever gotten through the first round at the U.S. Open bogey-free. It is, again, that... And this course at Oakmont, even by U.S. Open standards, and the U.S. Open is that they try to set it up so that the winner is like pretty much at par. Like that's kind of the general design
Wow.
of those courses. But
wow.
Yeah, crazy.
Wow.
Crazy tough course. And, man, you saw it. It is, for those of us that are just occasional hackers, it's just interesting to see guys who do this for a living, who are beyond gifted, face some of the same types of things that we do. Now, we're facing them on, you know, everyday public courses and all of that. I get it. But it's still, it's nice to, there is something that's just nice to see. Oh, yeah, see, how do you guys like it when you swing through the rough and your ball goes 5 feet in front of you instead of up there? It was quite the day there yesterday. But
that'll be me this afternoon playing in a charity tournament. My big question, will Scott lose one ball? Will he lose two balls? Will he lose three balls? Always make sure I've got enough golf balls. Like, okay, this is going to be fun. All right, and Bald Eagle, bring it home. Come on, girls, bring it home this afternoon. That would be awesome.
Yes, for
my good friend, our coach, Don Lucas, who I think Lukey's one of the best softball coaches in the state, period, the end. He's won state championships at two different schools. How many guys or people can say that? I think it's a really short list. So we'll have that game, 1:20 this afternoon?
Correct.
1:30 start, all right, over at Penn State. Let's see if they can get it done. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I believe our friend Pat from Bellefonte Cruise is supposed to join us one more time. The cruise starts later today. The cruise is tonight, the actual cruise, and then a whole lot of activities tomorrow. And then the 9 o'clock hour, we'll have open line time, plenty of heavy subjects to lift. All right. Oh, my gosh. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll take a break. Come back after this.
Fox on the run. Fox, A.J. Roberts.
It's A.J. Roberts, and we are in downtown Bellefonte for the start of the 36th Annual Bellefonte Cruise, our Clearwater Pools and Spas Summer Splash promotion that we have going on. Beginning tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, we will start using the keys and finding out who is going to walk away with a $7,500 hot springs hot tub, along with a lot of other great prizes. And so make sure, if you haven't signed up, you still have an opportunity. We will have 98 people that will be trying to see if they can win that hot tub, and that will all take place tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. Make sure you stop by, say hi to us. The crew will be interspersed all throughout the weekend, and we want to make sure that we get to talk to you. Lots of great food vendors here as well, so make sure you stop on by at the 36th Annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise going on in downtown Bellefonte all throughout the weekend.
This summer, Les Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th Annual Bellefonte Cruise in downtown Bellefonte. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Duttery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
The 36th Annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Bellefonte, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BellefonteCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include WTAJ, Five Star Power Sports, Snyder's Concessions, Krep Service and Sales, Courthouse Pub, and Fullington Trailways.
Ready to relax in style? Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is giving you the chance to win a Watkins 735L hot tub by Hot Springs at this year's Bellefonte Cruise on June 13th and 14th. This six-person luxury spa is built for the ultimate backyard escape. Loaded with powerful jets for a full-body massage experience, LED mood lighting for the perfect ambience, energy-efficient technology that saves money while keeping the water warm, and the trusted quality of Hot Springs Spas, the leader in comfort and innovation. Entering is easy. Stop by Clearwater Pool and Spa in Center Hall now, or visit our booth at the Bellefonte Cruise on June 13th and 14th to sign up. Don't miss your chance to bring home this incredible Watkins 735L hot tub from Hot Springs. Check us out online at groupclearwater.com or visit our Center Hall location to view our full lineup of Hot Springs spas. And while you're there, be sure to ask about our lineup of Imagine Pools and Ocean Reef fiberglass pools. Make a splash this summer with Clearwater Swimming Pool Company and the Bellefonte Cruise.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Let's talk here on a feeling fine Friday, even though it's Friday the 13th. On Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, it is going to be a good luck day for the Bald Eagle area softball team. Again, the Eagles going for the AAA state title this afternoon, 1:30 start, 1:20 airtime here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Again, due to that coverage, we will join the Pittsburgh Pirates in progress as they take on the Cubs in game two of that four-game series, and then we'll have games three and four in their entirety with 1:55 airtimes both tomorrow and Sunday, but we'll join that game once we wrap up our softball coverage this afternoon here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
All right, folks, we have some open line time for the rest of the show. So what do you think on some different things? 814-954-7266. 814-954-7266. I thought our friend Pat McCool from the Bellefonte Cruise was going to call us in. Actually, A.J. Roberts is on the scene. So we
He's
got
out
one
there taking care of business.
We got one thing doing another thing, so that's there perfectly fine. Again, the cruise is tonight or this evening. Yeah, we're watching the skies, all right? Probably all weekend we're watching the skies here. Hopefully. Again, I'm supposed to be in a charity golf tournament this afternoon. I'll be watching the skies. Cooler today. Actually, yay! I'm applauding. Thank you for cooler.
Yay!
That's very nice. Bellefonte Cruise again this evening and tomorrow. We're going to give away that hot tub from Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. That should be sometime tomorrow. Busy, busy weekend. Actually, there's one thing I missed. I'm not sure why, Juneteenth is next week. It's actually Thursday, but here in the Greater State College area, there are going to be some Juneteenth activities today and tomorrow. Not next week, I guess. Today and tomorrow. Penn State and State College area. So for folks taking part in those, and then there's the Ironman Triathlon on Sunday. And there's all the baseball and softball action and what, lacrosse action. Did I miss anything?
Volleyball.
There we go. I missed something.
Yep.
All that stuff is this weekend.
It is.
Holy fright.
Busy. Good stuff, though, man.
Yikes. There's a lot of stuff going on. So.
Yep.
Woo. Get out and enjoy something. All right. Get out and enjoy something this weekend. Today, tomorrow, Sunday. Woo, and then take a deep breath and a nice long nap or something. All right, 814-954-7266 if you would like to chime in this morning. Yes, Israel taking on Iran. Oh, boy, here we go. Folks, here's the first thing. All right, watch the price of gasoline. Watch the price of gasoline. I passed a certain convenience, well, actually a pair of certain convenience stores, as I do most mornings, and I just kind of made a note, okay, price. I want to see how that changes, because anytime anything happens over in the Middle East, that part of the world, somebody's attacking somebody, almost immediately, usually, the price of oil goes up, or a barrel of oil goes up, like automatically. Even if it has nothing to do with oil supply or it doesn't matter, boof, up it goes. And when that happens, almost immediately, the price of gasoline, boop, goes up at wherever you buy gasoline. Okay? So watch out for that. Today, probably. Watch out for that today. See if it goes up. B, see how much it goes up. And then a C is, okay, how long is it going to stay up? Probably, in this case, a little while. At least a little while. Okay. Now, it's interesting. I had some fun yesterday. I went to see my grandson's last T-ball game of the year.
Ah, love it.
This is 5 and 6 year olds. My daughter and her family live near Scranton. And so yesterday afternoon, I drive up to Scranton. This is hilarious. I leave early.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got my golf clubs in the back seat because I'm playing in this charity tournament today to benefit my friends from the Penns Valley Education Foundation. Always support them. And frankly, until yesterday, I hadn't even touched my clubs.
What?
I've been a little busy. I had to dust them off. It was embarrassing. It was really bad. And I'm thinking, okay, boy, I want to go hit golf balls so I can at least look passable tomorrow. So I pull out my gadget, and I'm thinking, okay, there's got to be someplace. So I do a little web search. Golf driving ranges near Scranton. Or something like that. And I find one. Like, oh, okay. That was not at a golf course. It was just a practice range. All right. And so, of course, I boop, 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 put it in my gadget. Okay, it's not far from my daughter's home. All right, that works. So I go there. And this place is like out in the middle of nowhere. It's like out. It's like, where am I going? Oh, here it is. Okay. And it wasn't flat. It was kind of a hillside. So right off the bat, it's like, okay, I can't even get an accurate measure of how far I'm hitting the ball. It's like, wow. Holy smokes. So I go and I hit balls and did a passable job, I guess. Then go over to my daughter's house. Everybody gets together. Then we go to the ball field. Folks, 5 and 6 year olds playing baseball it's fun.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Okay. Now this is T-ball. Although, the coaches for the two teams tried on a number of occasions to actually throw a ball to the 5 or 6 year old. In other words, there was no tee. And I think of all the kids for both teams that tried it that way, I think one kid hit the ball. One boy, I think, hit the ball. That was it. Everybody else is like, swing and a miss. Most of the time it was like throwing a changeup. Oh, he's way out in front of that one. So we're kind of giggling at that. They would give him like 4 tries and then, okay, grab the tee. Okay, here you go. Now, most of the kids did great off the tee. All right, the tee sticking up, I don't know, like 2 feet off the ground or something like that. They would, my grandson's name is Colton. He had some good hits. Now, here's the thing with T-ball. Everybody gets a hit. Okay? Everybody gets a hit. And then you run the bases. You go to first base and you go to second base. And whenever a kid would get... Whenever a kid would get a hit or would hit the ball, you know, normally in a ball game, one player goes for the ball, tries to make the play. In this case, it's 5 players trying to play the ball, and they all jump on the ball.
Yeah. I mean, they literally jump on the ball.
Absolutely.
So we're all giggling here. And on occasion, a kid kind of got lost going to first base. Like, okay, where do I go? Oh, up here. And they're running around, and the coaches are trying to direct them, like, okay, go this way. Okay, go that way. Some of the kids had decent arms. They had a pretty good throw for a 5 or 6 year old. But every kid runs all the way around the bases. All right. So, they only played 3 innings, because that took about an hour and a half of every kid getting a hit. But it was a blast, and it was their last game. Photographer was there taking pictures. Parents are glowing and all this sort of stuff. I kind of miss those days, you know? So I thought, I got to drive up there and see this. And so I did, and it was fun. So there we go. All right. Hopefully you get to do the same sort of thing if it's baseball, if it's soccer, if it's actually, at one point, Colton was wrestling with a buddy. And I said to my son-in-law, I'm like, do you guys have, like, is there 6-year-old wrestling? All right, I'm asking you, is there 6-year-old?
Sure.
They have that around here? Wrestling for 6-year-olds?
Yeah, you can, yes.
Where do you do this?
Well, you could do it at M2. There's, I think probably all of the youth wrestling programs would have that available.
For 6-year-olds?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it went down that far in age. Okay. Because he did a really nice takedown of his friend. I'm like, hey, where's Kale Sanderson?
There you
go.
Hey,
look at that right there.
Get it going.
That's a really good move right there. He gets the two, or the whatever, point three. What is it? 2 points, 3 points, 10-point takedown over there. I'm like, okay, that's pretty good. Very nice. Folks, experiences. For some reason, recently, I've just kind of kicked into this, like, and it has something to do with my birthday last week. That's it. That was the trigger.
Well, there you go.
I need to get out and do more fun experiences. Work-life balance is that funky term they have now. All right, whatever. Just need to go out and do more things that are not work-related. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd agree.
Let's take our break here. When we come back, again, we got Israel, Iran. We have this Army parade tomorrow, which I'm sorry, folks, I do not like.
I'm with you.
Why are we doing this? Donald Trump, why? It's the 250th anniversary of the Army. Okay, we could be doing other things. And then, of course, all the craziness out in Los Angeles makes you wonder who the adults are. Did you see some of the news yesterday? It's ridiculous. All right, this is getting out of hand. Hold all that stuff. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll talk about all of that when we come right back.
Fox on the Run.
Fox, A.J.
Roberts.
It's A.J. Roberts, and we are in downtown Belfont for the start of the 36th Annual Belfont Cruise that will be getting underway here later today. There's all kinds of activities going on. There's an open cruise later tonight from 6 to 7:30 p.m. They've also got the Sock Hop with Elvis Live. The car show will be going all day Saturday beginning at 7 a.m., and that will last until 5 p.m. Bike games going on down by the Belfont Elementary School. Make sure you check on out everything going on at the 4 different stages. There's the main stage right in front of the courthouse. There's also stage 2 down by the post office. Stage 3 is down at Belfont Elementary School, and stage 4 is down at the waterfront at Tallybrand Park. So make sure you stop on by at the 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise going on in downtown Belfont all throughout the weekend.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
This summer, Best Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th Annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Daughter Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM, The Fox.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from Pamp.
What's the name of Yun's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear. Remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Ready to relax in style? Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is giving you the chance to win a Watkin 735L hot tub by Hot Springs at this year's Belfont Cruise on June 13th and 14th. This six-person luxury spa is built for the ultimate backyard escape. Loaded with powerful jets for a full-body massage experience, LED mood lighting for the perfect ambience, energy-efficient technology that saves money while keeping the water warm, and the trusted quality of Hot Springs Spas, the leader in comfort and innovation. Entering is easy. Stop by Clearwater Pool and Spa in Center Hall now, or visit our booth at the Belfont Cruise on June 13th and 14th to sign up. Don't miss your chance to bring home this incredible Watkins 735L hot tub from Hot Springs. Check us out online at groupclearwater.com or visit our Center Hall location to view our full lineup of Hot Springs spas. And while you're there, be sure to ask about our lineup of Imagine Pools and Ocean Reef fiberglass pools. Make a splash this summer with Clearwater Swimming Pool Company and the Belfont Cruise.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Belfont, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BelfontCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include
the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, 5-star Mitsubishi, Wetzler Funeral Home, Sleep In and Comfort Suites, Carson Disposal, Best Line Power Sports, and WTAJ.
WFXX, your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox.
Let's talk here on a feeling fine Friday the 13th. Hey, happy 294th birthday to Martha Washington out there, the first lady of the United States.
Wow.
Of course, she shares a birthday as you would just kind of naturally, instinctively feel with the Olsen twins. Mary Kate. Huh? Does that not seem to
Mary Kate and
Ashley.
And Ashley Olsen.
39 years old.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How old?
Yeah.
39?
It's disheartening.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's a fun fact on this date as well. In 1920, so a mere
105 years ago, the U.S. Post Office officially announced that you may not mail your children.
What?
Yeah. They prohibited this date, 105 years ago, they prohibited you from sending your children as pieces of parcel through the postal system. Apparently, there had been several cases where kiddos were being mailed by family members to other family members as pieces of parcel, and the post office is like, "Oh no, no, this is not our role."
What'd they do? Put them in a box or something?
Just put a stamp on the forehead. All right, send them to Nebraska. Get them out of my hair.
Oh my God! Well, that's inventive if you could pull it off.
1920.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
I've never
heard
of that.
That was the attention getter for me in the list of strange things and cool, fun things. Today is also National Golf Cart Day.
Oh, I'll be in one of those.
See? You're celebrating in style. It is National Movie Night, so go check out a movie tonight.
Okay.
We are both unintentionally and only partially participating in Wear Blue Day today.
Well, I got some blue.
Yeah, we both have a little blue.
Okay.
On our shirts today. And I'm not planning to celebrate this, but it is National Weed Your Garden Day.
Boo. No, I'll be too busy weeding a golf course.
Now, however, this I can get behind. Today, ladies and gentlemen, is National Blame Someone Else Day.
Oh, perfect. Oh, that's perfect. What timing?
That's always the first Friday the 13th of the year, apparently. National Blame Someone Else Day.
Okay. All right. Well, it'll be the only one this year.
It's also National Sewing Machine Day, National Random Acts of Light Day, and what were the other? There was... No, I think that's it. Yeah, National Blame Someone Else Day was
National Blame Someone Else Day.
No, this is the one that I participate in every day.
Here we go.
National Kitchen Klutzes of America Day.
Hey. Yeah, I have my moments. So.
Oh my gosh!
There we go.
It's come on. Kitchen especially just seems to be a place where you just start fumbling, banging into stuff. Our kitchen is not especially big, and that adds to the woes. But
okay,
celebrate as you see fit. I'd still rather participate in that than National Weed Your Garden Day, but that's just me.
All right.
Let's head to the phones. Good morning. You are live on Let's Talk.
Good morning, guys. I can't wait to meet you guys at the cruise sometime. I've been talking about it. Enough,
it's going to be a party.
Yeah. And, Scott, you're not going to be wearing a rhino mask, are you? I'm just checking.
Wait, I'm
going to have your rhino mask on?
I said you're not going to be wearing a rhino mask, are you, Scott?
No.
I mean, I'm just checking.
No, not going
to. Because I know to get in the pachyderm club, you need to be wearing one of those masks, and I don't know if you're going to that.
No.
But what's a bogey?
What's a what?
What's a bogey? I have no idea. You guys mentioned a bogey.
Oh, a bogey? You mean a golf? Well,
yeah, what's a bogey?
Actually, I'm not that familiar with it either. I'm more familiar with like the triple, quadruple bogeys. Just a single bogey, that doesn't seem...
Actually,
one over par.
One guy yesterday had, and you have to choose your term, either a double eagle...
Or an albatross.
I've never called it an albatross. I just called it a double eagle.
Yeah, unbelievable.
No, but I don't say it facetiously. I don't know what a bogey
is.
Yeah,
it's just one over par on the hole.
So, in other words, on a particular hole, it's a par four, all right? You're supposed to finish the hole in four shots.
That's the goal. That's the way the course is designed.
So a bogey means you finish the hole in five shots.
Oh, I went real golfing one time in my life. My buddy loves golfing when I was 22, and I did nine holes and said, I'm done. I couldn't walk anymore. People don't understand. Golfing is really a sport.
Yes.
I mean, I think I may have told you before, I turned on by accident golfing because I never would watch it. And this was many years ago, and I saw Oh, what's his name? Come on, it's just the guy of color. I can't think of his name right now. It's an age thing.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods, and I didn't know anything. And I just was there in awe. I'm like, oh my god, this guy is. I mean, even if you don't understand the game, to watch him play is like watching a star athlete in the Olympics. And I watched the entire event. I was like, this guy's amazing.
Yes.
But on what's going on with, I agree 100% with our President Donald Trump.
Oh, boy.
Why haven't we done this? Every other major country brings out their military to honor them. I want to see my equipment that I paid for. I want to be proud of the Raptor and the YF-22 and the A-10 Warthog and all of our military gear and equipment, because that's what keeps us sleeping at night. So let's honor the United States Army and the Marines and the rest of our armed forces that we crap on and spit on because we don't like the policies of the administrator. I think it's a great thing. I think it's an absolutely great thing. And as far as Israel, it's about time somebody got in that grew enough gazumbas to take out their nuclear facilities. I've been saying this for 30 years. How dare they attempt to build a nuclear weapon? They agreed and they violated international law not to spin a centrifuge to be able to build a nuclear weapon. Thank God Israel did it. Take them out. I don't believe in killing civilians, but use those bunker bomb busters and take out all of their nuclear capable facilities. 100%.
All right.
As far as these protesters are concerned, let me say one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can peacefully protest. It's an Amendment 1, but you start using bricks and you start causing havoc and burning down buildings, I think they should have live rounds in those.
Wow.
I really do. And let me tell you, you spit on me or you threw a brick at me and you're waving a foreign flag, I'd put a bullet in you. That's why I'm not a cop.
That's a good.
There's no excuse for that. That is treason. It's sedition, it's insurrection, and it's intolerable. Peaceful protests are fine. But you're not allowed to create havoc. And Trump is setting the stage to say, listen, we're not going to tolerate this anymore. We're done. We're done. You talk to 10 Americans, 7 out of 10 will agree with me. Oh, we have a right to protest. If you like Mexico so much, go back. Or Guatemala, or Italy, or any other country. You want to wave the flag of a foreign country, get the hell out of my country.
Well, I don't think
how can we have that position?
I don't think there's anybody waving an Italian flag or a pizza or
well,
anything
there might
else.
Be somebody out there.
Well, no, it's only a matter of time as they, you know. My neighbor actually one time, this is going back 40 years, it came over from Italy. He flew the flag above the American flag, the U.S. flag.
Ooh, no, no, no.
And I went over there and I said, if I see that again, I'm going to climb up there and tear it down. You put nothing above the American flag. And he didn't do it again. I was at one time, I used to fight for the Constitution, don't do it much now in courts, and the court wasn't properly set with an American flag. And I said, I will not move forward without the flag being present. I don't know if I'm at a McDonald's. You can't tell me to wear a shirt and tie at events and not properly set this courtroom with the American flag on one side and the state flag on another. And when I came back a month later, it was properly set. You know, we require things as a matter of decorum. Like, you don't like curse words or the F. Even my dad never used that language. He hated it. Hated it. There's certain decorum we have as Americans that if you come to this country, you assimilate. I hate Little Italy and I hate Chinatown. I hate those things. Assimilate to what we Americans stand for or just don't come. Don't come and don't desecrate my flag.
The part about putting a bullet in somebody I disagree with, but a lot of the other stuff you just said, yes. All right, yes. I mean, what's going on in L.A.? Is L.A. part of America or is it part of Mexico now? Or is it part of Central America now? And again, I mentioned this earlier this week. If people are, how do I phrase this? If people are advising these protesters, they're doing a really bad job of it, because what they're doing is they're giving Donald Trump more and more ammunition. and people are taking videos, you know these videos are going to show up in campaign commercials next year when people are running for Senate or Congress. You know it.
Scott, these people are not that smart. I worked with them, and I've been around them for 50 years. They're not that smart.
Wait, stop. Who's they? You say they. Who's they?
They are the occupiers, the bureaucrats, the liberals, the socialists, the Democrats. Oh. They're not very smart people. they circle jerk. See, here's the problem. Conservatives, we don't get along. Our nature is not to build consensus. We don't sit around a room circle jerking, telling each other how great we are and try to solve world problems. We're individualistic. And because of that, we don't understand them and they don't understand us. It's a nature thing. By nature, they're collectivists. And they really think that what they're doing is going to achieve their goals. And it's not. It's going to be the opposite. Do you know why? This is one thing people miss. Do you know why the Democrats brought in 14 to 24 million people in 4 years? It's a real simple math thing. It's all about money and power. It's about the count. They don't care if you're legal or illegal. They're going to count how many people in a particular area, and then they're going to, obviously, that area, if it's illegal aliens, are going to vote Democrat, and it's going to be reapportioned, redistricting. So it's all about bringing those numbers in so Democrats can maintain power. And you know, Democrats create havoc wherever they go. Look at every major city. Can you find one major city that Democrats didn't create havoc in? I can't. Even Philadelphia with Arlen Specter, he was a Republican Democrat. He was never a Democrat. John Hines, another
actually was
Democrat.
A Democrat later in his career.
Yeah,
I know, but he was always a Democrat.
Yeah.
You know what we used to say about? You know what we used to say about Hines? He's like his ketchup. He's thick, rich, and red.
Okay, I don't think I've ever heard that before. Please don't
go. I'll be driving around waving my flag tomorrow for Flag Day.
All right, you do
tomorrow.
That.
There you go.
Thanks for your call.
I appreciate the phone
and
call.
Please don't go for the mustard. I can only imagine what pun he would come up with
oh,
mustard.
Boy.
All right, let's not do that. 814-954-7266. Again, folks, there's so many different directions to go in here. It's crazy. All right, we had this as predicted, there was a protest in State College. We knew this was coming. Now, I thought maybe it might be tomorrow. They had it last evening, maybe because we have so many other things going on this weekend, they decided not to get in the way. Well, for that, I'll give them applause.
We'll see.
Okay, give them applause. And no surprise, it always starts at the Allen Street gates. With people wearing masks, toting signs, F-word on signs, it's pretty much the same script. As you can tell by my tone of voice, I'm not a fan. Okay. Then they went out into the streets this time and blocked traffic, apparently, and did all this other stuff. All right. CDT has a story on this from last night. I'm sure some other folks probably do as well. These groups, the People Defense Front Northern Appalachia, okay, and the Student Committee for Defense and Solidarity. Okay, they had an emergency solidarity action last evening. Yes, okay. And, of course, again, toting signs. One of their signs had a line, "Get organized and fight for socialist revolution." I'm thinking, okay. And again, F Trump signs, except the F was actually fully spelled out.
Yes.
All right. And they made a claim about recent ICE activity in State College. Now, folks, we're here. We're a media show. I'm thinking, recent ICE activity in State College. Really? If that had happened, it would have made the news. No doubt it would have. Now, CDT version of the story quotes a person from State College Borough essentially saying, "We don't know anything about any ICE activity around here." And they quote a Penn State spokesperson saying, "We're not aware of any ICE activity." Actually, the line says, "Of any ICE activity on Penn State campuses," as in plural, as in statewide. So there has been no ICE activity here. So these folks, apparently they're just like making it up now. You know, just making it up. Again, a lot of people wearing masks. Apparently it's a COVID problem. All right, got to watch out for that. And yes, there's a picture. They burned an American flag.
All right? That's the hip thing to do. Now, again, burning the flag, I don't agree with it, is apparently constitutionally protected speech. You are allowed to burn the U.S. flag. I don't agree with that, but that's a court case from, I don't know, decades ago, whenever that was. Now, I'm reading from the story here. A person at this gig with a megaphone, of course, you've got to have a megaphone. Okay, whatever. A person with a megaphone last evening said by, and apparently said this to the crowd, I guess, because that's the person with the megaphone, said that by burning the flag, they were not desecrating the people of the United States.
No.
Yes, you were. And you know it. All right, if they happen to be listening this morning, yes, you were, and you know it. And that's why 95% of us wish you people would go away. Because that's not acceptable behavior.
I'm not as confident on the and they know it part of that.
Well, maybe you're right.
There is a growing, and I mean this in the real definitional sense, there is a growing ignorance in this country on the history of the country, on what different things mean, including the American flag, and why it is such an important symbol to so many people. I think 20 years ago even, I would have said, well, yes, everybody knows. I genuinely wonder if they understand the way that is actually interpreted by the overwhelming majority of Americans, of citizens. I'm not sure that they actually do understand.
Maybe you're right.
And they may think that they can do it, and no, this is just to show that we hate Trump. It's like, well, no, that's not how you show you hate an individual. And it's just not.
And for some, and we've mentioned this before, for some reason, tossing the F word now is like commonplace. Not for all of us. All right? We see the F word on signs and flags and whatever. No. I mentioned, oh gosh, when was this? A couple of years ago. Guy out in Penns Valley, all right, had a big, big flag outside his house. F Biden. Except F was spelled out. And this guy lives across the street from a church. And this guy had F. Biden flags outside his house. And I'm like, you're an idiot. All right? I'm sorry. I said it out loud. You're an idiot. What are you doing? Don't do that. Now, eventually he took them down. And he hasn't put them up since that I've noticed. Good. Because I'm hoping a whole lot of other people went over at him to say, would you knock it off? All right? You're not gaining anything here by doing that.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And the same thing with the F Trump signs and flags. It's like you're not gaining anything. All right, I think I mentioned this before. These protests are ridiculous. Now, not the protest part. All right, if you don't like Donald Trump, fine. If you don't like some of the things going on with, you know, illegal immigrants and so, fine. All right. You want to be effective? Here's what you do. Number one, you don't start fires. You don't put cars on fire. You don't burn U.S. flags. You don't have signs with expletives on them. Instead, you have, I don't want to call them positive signs, but signs that back up your argument, and you are quiet, and you get tens of thousands of people, and you march through the streets. Because then you'll get much better optics that way. Optics are everything. I've mentioned this. We've been on, hard to believe this show's been on almost for 2 years now. All right. How's the government going to deport 10, 15 million people? Well, they're not. Okay? They're not. It's just not. The numbers are crazy. All right? They're not. But, you know, if you do it in a peaceful manner and somebody comes to round you up, there's going to be somebody there with a camera or a phone. And they're going to take it, and it's going to go viral and all that other stuff. If you're F this and you're burning things, you look bad. If you do it in a more innocent posture, you look good. These people don't get it. All right? They need to go to talk to a good marketer. Like, no, this you're not doing this right. Here's how you ought to do it. So I'm going to watch. There's going to be plenty of news coverage this weekend because there's supposed to be protests literally everywhere. All right? And I guess tomorrow. Not Sunday, I don't think. I think it's going to be tomorrow. Watch some of the coverage. Watch what some of these people do. Signs, burning flags, expletives, and so on. The effective ones are the ones that are actually peaceful and have a message. The ones where you're just burning stuff and swearing, you're wasting your time. Before we break, let's take a call.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, that fellow a little bit ago. So no to Mexicans, no to Italians. You might as well throw the Irish in. What's the common denominator? And who's going to fight the next war for the Constitution? So, yeah, I'm not so sure about that. And the thing about, I'll just throw it out there. Does Iran have the right to defend itself?
Does it have a right to defend itself? Yes.
Yeah. Yes, it does. All right. So, apparently, we had to, and this has been going on like 40 years. I guess I was in college when the hostages were taken. It was really interesting. At the inauguration of Reagan, they were released. So I'm sure there was no agents in Iran like there apparently was. I think Israel admitted to having agents in Iran.
Oh, yeah.
Placing drones, paying spies to identify where people live so it could be missiled. So I my concern is not one flag versus the other. My concern is, what are we fighting for? Meaning, if this is how we have to fight to win, I'm not sure I want to live under that government. Doesn't seem to be any rules of engagement.
I really wonder how many rules of engagement there are anymore.
Well, I think they went out the window.
Yeah.
When the U.S. team was coming in on Germany territory in World War II, and up until then, both sides on the battlefield. Now, this didn't take place in the Pacific. There were absolutely no rules there. But at least in Europe, they did honor the removal of the wounded from the battlefield. And as that war marched on to its last month and the complete defeat of Germany, all the rules went out the window. That's how I see it historically. And I don't think we've been fighting under any rules of engagement since. And then it all just boils down to who's got the power in the moment. And I'm seeing it being played out domestically and internationally. And it's concerning. So I think there is room to have a little speaking up. Now, this burning of flags, I noticed there was a partial flag burned down at State College earlier this week.
Yeah.
And that guy, I think it's a guy, is looking at lots and lots of charges. So the difference is that wasn't his flag that he burned. That was property.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's I'm actually going to take the weekend off. I'm going to turn the news off. And I'm hoping we all survive the weekend because it could get ugly fast in the Middle East. It could get just as ugly in Ukraine and can get even more so right here civilly. So
that's the big question. Yeah. Could we possibly be dragged into something here?
We could get it on both fronts, domestically and internationally.
That's a major concern. So,
all could happen in a matter of hours. Yeah. All right, God bless you guys.
I appreciate your call.
Bless you. Have enjoy the weekend. Get out. That's not a bad idea. Yeah. I think in some ways,
there's plenty of fun things this weekend.
And yes, there are. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll see. We'll see what direction we head. You never know.
You never know. Yeah.
Caller, we've got to get to this break.
Give
us a call back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox. Fox on the Run. The Fox, A.J. Roberts.
It's A.J. Roberts, and we are in downtown Belfont for the 36th Annual Belfont Cruise. All kinds of activities going on. There's an open cruise later tonight from 6 to 7:30 p.m. They've also got the Sock Hop with Elvis Live with Elvis impersonator Bruno Nessie, who is one of the top five Elvis impersonators in all of the world. And he will be on stage tonight from 7:30 to 10:30 this evening. And also, don't forget the Daydream Believers will be on stage in front of the courthouse. That will take place from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. The car show will be going all day Saturday, beginning at 7 a.m., and that'll last until 5 p.m. So make sure you stop on by at the 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise going on in downtown Belfont all throughout the weekend.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Belfont, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BelfontCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include Center Communications, Inc., Five Star Chrysler, Rick Snyder's Concessions, PAMP, Premier Garage, and Clearwater Pools.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
This summer, let Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th Annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. PIMP, located 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Duttery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
Ready to relax in style? Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is giving you the chance to win a Watkins 735L hot tub by Hot Springs at this year's Belfont Cruise on June 13th and 14th. This six-person luxury spa is built for the ultimate backyard escape. Loaded with powerful jets for a full-body massage experience, LED mood lighting for the perfect ambience, energy-efficient technology that saves money while keeping the water warm, and the trusted quality of Hot Springs spas, the leader in comfort and innovation. Entering is easy. Stop by Clearwater Pool and Spa in Center Hall now, or visit our booth at the Belfont Cruise on June 13th and 14th to sign up. Don't miss your chance to bring home this incredible Watkins 735L hot tub from Hot Springs. Check us out online at groupclearwater.com or visit our Center Hall location to view our full lineup of Hot Springs spas. And while you're there, be sure to ask about our lineup of Imagine Pools and Ocean Reef fiberglass pools. Make a splash this summer with Clearwater Swimming Pool Company and the Belfont Cruise.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Friday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. Phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266.
Again, oh boy. I mean, there's a full plate and there's a full plate. Just during the break, I came across another story like, okay, we got to talk about that one sometime, but I think we got some callers here and we're going to go their direction.
We do. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning, Jeff and Scott.
Morning. Hello.
I got a rule of engagement for this guy. How about we have the cops lob Molotov cocktails back?
I'm not sure that would be constructive. I don't even know if cops are allowed to use Molotov cocktails. We are not encouraging them to do that.
No.
It's an interesting thought, caller, but well, let's leave it at that, okay?
Okay. You guys have a good day.
You right, too. Appreciate the phone call.
No, we don't want police doing that. All right. No. Anyway. 814-954-7266. Concerns. We back Israel. All right. I agree with that. Iran is not our friend. All right. That's pretty obvious. Everybody's wondering, is this thing going to escalate? Well, Iran's going to do something. The question is what and when. Probably not today, but we'll see. Let's take another call.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
I normally don't call twice, but I haven't called a lot. If you can just entertain me with this
make it quick.
Rules of engagement. Okay, quickly. He doesn't know what he's talking about. In Vietnam, we waited for the United Nations to give us permission for rules of engagement while our men were being killed. And pilots told me they dropped bombs in the river. Okay, World War One, World War Two, all under rules of engagement of the United Nations, or a facsimile thereof. Now let's go to 1776, when we had to kill a lot of those slimeball British under the king with 13-year-old boys, and I used to live in Philly, and I had lunch in Valley Forge, and I was amazed at what they went through in the winter of 1777. And let's talk about how George Washington, on Christmas Eve, crossed the Delaware to Trenton, New Jersey, and executed on Christmas Eve the Haitians and British while they were sleeping in their tents. And that wasn't proper, the British say. No, you don't do that on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And you certainly don't kill officers, and we did. Because when you're in a war, you're in it to win. And we Americans don't typically kill civilians. Now, we made mistakes, and we did that. We go after military institutions. We go after military facilities. So let's talk about the rules of engagement. Your last caller is absolutely right. We don't respond, and Trump never responds until someone bullies him, and he comes back. And does he have to have some sort of decorum? Not at all. He's from New York, and New Yorkers are punchy in the face, and that's what he does. We definitely follow rules of war, but we're not going to be putzes either. Battle attack on Iran, we could say, well, you know, what are we doing? Do we want them to spin the centrifuge and create a nuclear weapon? They already said they're going to use it on Israel, and because Israel's part of NATO, if they nuke Israel, we have to nuke them. Now we have a worldwide nuclear war. The only way to deal with bullies is to punch them in the face. And we haven't done that enough in our country. So that caller was so wrong that he needs to read history and read about how the Republic was founded. Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye. Thanks for your call. All right. 814-954-7266.
Here's the thing with Iran right, in particular. I think what we're missing here, and to kind of bridge the gap between the two callers, is this wasn't like a random, hey, Israel's just going to go get Iran for no reason. There is an agreement in place. When you talk about rules of engagement, Iran is violated pretty openly. The rules that were put in place for its country that it agreed to. And when that occurs and you have a nation that has agreed not to proliferate nuclear weapons, and it clearly is making the move toward doing that, then, yes, you forfeit your rights, quote-unquote, because you have already violated an international agreement. So, you know, it would be one thing if just every country was kind of doing its own thing. And then, hey, out of nowhere, here comes Israel, and it's attacking Iran. No, there's an agreement in place, and Iran is violating that agreement. So when you say a country has the right to defend itself, yes, but it doesn't have the right to violate an international agreement that it has signed. And in this particular case, we are talking about the danger posed to the world, and in particular that region of the world, if Iran does get nuclear weapons, is such that I would argue virtually, by any means necessary, that needs to be prevented.
Well, there were, I think, multiple stories last night that claimed that Iran was maybe a week away from a working nuke. All right, or not a working nuke, several working nukes.
Yes.
All right, they were allegedly. I guess the Israelis, and I tell you what, the Israelis are amazing. You can love them or hate them. All right, that's up to you. This is a small country. Their military is top notch, and their intel is normally very good. And yes, they have spies inside Iran, which again, that's kind of wild. And they apparently had intel that they're a week away from having a working nuke, and they decided yesterday, time to go. And they went. And they took out their top general. Well, how'd they know where that guy was?
Well, I'm telling you, the
that's amazing.
The execution of this plan, Israel and Ukraine have pulled off some pretty remarkable plans and then executing of the plans that are going to be, I think, studied for a long time as, wow, this is the way you go about this. And it is amazing that they were able to do what they did and have it be as effective as it, apparently, by all reports, as effective as it was. Let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning, gentlemen. I want to wish you, Scott, and your family a happy Father's Day coming up. And
thank
Jeff,
you.
Your whole family, you or your dad, happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's Sunday. I actually missed that.
Yes.
Shame on me.
Yes, well, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And this is Friday the 13th. I suppose you've been talking about that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, don't step on the baseline.
I know that the foliage out there in the last 2 weeks has been spectacular with the dogwoods, and they're kind of just going by now, but they were spectacularly white everywhere.
Yes.
I wonder if you know how they tell it. How do you tell it's a dogwood?
How, pray tell, do you tell that it's a dogwood?
Scott, do you know how you tell
it's as I was saying it, I think I might know.
I'll play dumb. I don't know.
I think you can tell by the bark.
That's right.
Hey! As I was saying it, I'm like, oh, I think I got it.
Boy, that's good.
I got it.
No, I'm impressed. Okay.
So, that's the oldest tree joke in the world. And I was working at Penn State doing temporary janitor work, and I was working in the forestry building. And I happened to be in the one of the grad students' rooms that count the tree rings. And she was a cute little girl named Cindy. And I said, hey, Cindy, how do you tell it's a dogwood? And she goes on about opposing leaves and white petals. and I said, by the bark. And she goes, darn, I'm from Virginia. That's our state tree. So the next day I come in to take the garbage out, and I say, hey, Cindy, how do you tell it's a catwood tree? And she looks up at me and she says, by the meow.
A cat.
So it's just, yeah,
okay.
She gets the joke.
Catwood tree.
But
right.
I don't think there's a catwood tree unless it's in China or something like
no,
that.
No.
But anyway, have a great, marvelous weekend.
Right. Thank you. You as well.
Thanks for your call.
We appreciate it.
Catwood tree. Now, if you want to play a gag on your friends that are oblivious to this, yes, tell them to go find a catwood tree. All right, we got to take a break. We'll have a few more minutes for our last segment to wrap up a week. Oh, boy. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll do that right after this.
Fox on the Run. The Fox, AJ Roberts.
Good morning. It's AJ Roberts, and we are in downtown Belfont for the start of the 36th annual Belfont Cruise that'll be getting underway here later today. There's all kinds of activities going on. There's an open cruise later tonight from 6 to 7:30 p.m. They've also got the Sock Hop with Elvis Live with Elvis impersonator Bruno Nessie, who is one of the top five Elvis impersonators in all of the world, and he will be on stage tonight from 7:30 to 10:30 this evening. And also, don't forget the Daydream Believers will be on stage in front of the courthouse. That will take place from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. The car show will be going all day Saturday, beginning at 7 a.m. and that'll last until 5 p.m. So make sure you stop on by at the 36th annual historic Belfont Cruise going on in downtown Belfont all throughout the weekend.
This summer, Les Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located at 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Duttery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
The 36th annual historic Belfont Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Belfont, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BelfontCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include Geisinger, Central Pennsylvania Institute of Science and Technology, East End Sales, Wise Market, Belfont Elks Lodge 1094, and Jerry Snyder's Concessions.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Ready to relax in style? Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is giving you the chance to win a Watkins 735L hot tub by Hot Springs at this year's Belfont Cruise on June 13th and 14th. This six-person luxury spa is built for the ultimate backyard escape. Loaded with powerful jets for a full-body massage experience, LED mood lighting for the perfect ambience, energy-efficient technology that saves money while keeping the water warm, and the trusted quality of Hot Springs spas, the leader in comfort and innovation. Entering is easy. Stop by Clearwater Pool and Spa in Center Hall now or visit our booth at the Belfont Cruise on June 13th and 14th to sign up. Don't miss your chance to bring home this incredible Watkins 735L hot tub from Hot Springs. Check us out online at groupclearwater.com or visit our Center Hall location to view our full lineup of Hot Springs spas. And while you're there, be sure to ask about our lineup of Imagine Pools and Ocean Reef fiberglass pools. Make a splash this summer with Clearwater Swimming Pool Company and the Belfont Cruise.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox.
Fox Sports.
Wrapping things up on this Friday the 13th, Jeff and Scott with you. It's Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Again, 1:20 this afternoon. Bald Eagle area softball goes for the AAA state championship against Pine Grove. Todd and Norm Brown will have the call starting at 1:20 this afternoon. And following our softball coverage, we will join the Pirates and the Cubs. Game 2 of that series out at Wrigley Field gets underway at 2:20 this afternoon.
All right, I think we got about 2 minutes left or two and a half or something like that. Have a great weekend. Again, there's so many things going on this weekend, either fun things or protesty things or whatever things you want to do. All right, Belfont Cruise this evening and tomorrow. That's a fun thing, all right, not a protesting
that
thing.
That should be a lot.
Please don't do protesting in the middle of something like that. That would also be a bad move up there with flag burning.
Yes.
All right, don't do that. All right, somebody might be thinking that, well, we want to get visibility. No, don't do it. Just stop. This Army parade tomorrow, I'm assuming, first off, there's going to be television coverage. All right, I'm sure Fox News will be there front and center. I'll be curious to see if anybody else covers this gig. I might tune in only to see, okay, we don't have military parades. We don't do that. They do it in other countries. Okay, fine, whatever. We don't do that. I would be curious, whoever's covering this gig, how they cover it. Are they going to cover it like the Macy's Day Parade? You know, the Thanksgiving parade? Oh, look, here comes a Raptor. Oh, isn't that great? Okay. Look, here comes some tanks. Okay, that's great. And there's going to be smiling hosts. Oh, isn't this wonderful? Boy, the troops really look good today. What maneuvers they're doing. Oh, you know, something like that, which is silly. Okay. Apparently, I got the route. Apparently, they're going to start at the Pentagon. They're going to then head or march to the National Mall. Donald Trump's viewing stand will be on Constitution Avenue, if you know the streets of D.C. And, you know, I mean, I hope they don't roll out the missile launchers and all the other stuff that you see in Russian parades or Chinese parades. Let's hope the troops don't do the little, you know, hop step, little marching maneuver or whatever. I don't know. I continue to say, why are we doing this at all? All right. Let's wish 250th anniversary to the U.S. Army. Absolutely. Salute to all those good folks, past and present. But I just don't think we need a parade. But here we go, parade tomorrow. So I'll be more interested, not in the parade, it's more in how it's covered. Can you imagine CNN coverage of this parade? That would be interesting to watch. I'm not expecting they're doing anything, but anyway. Yeah. Hey, folks, have a terrific weekend. Oh, we'll come back Monday morning and do this all over again, you lucky listener. We all say have a good one.
Fox on the Run. Fox, A.J. Roberts.
It's A.J. Roberts, and we are in downtown Belfont for the start of the 36th Annual Belfont Cruise, our Clearwater Pools and Spa Summer Splash promotion that we have going on. Beginning tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, we will start using the keys and finding out who is going to walk away with a $7,500 hot springs hot tub, along with a lot of other great prizes. And so make sure if you haven't signed up, you still have an opportunity. We will have 98 people that will be trying trying to see if they can win that hot tub, and that will all take place tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. Make sure you stop by, say hi to us. The crew will be interspersed all throughout the weekend, and we want to make sure that we get to talk to you. Lots of great food vendors here as well, so make sure you stop on by at the 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise going on in downtown Belfont all throughout the weekend.